Hello, I'm James Arnold. I'm the Global Co-Head of Strategic Insights and Advisory at UBS within Global Banking. In this series of podcasts, we're trying to get under the skin of what's going on within the banking business at UBS around the world. And today I'm joined by Mandy Chu, the Vice Chairman of Global Banking in Asia. And this is a slightly different topic to normal, as Mandy spent the last few days at the UBS Greater China Conference in Shanghai. In fact, it's the 25th anniversary edition of that conference. So, Mandy, welcome to the podcast. Could you just tell me a little bit more about the conference? Who's there? What's it covering? And perhaps some of the general feeling coming out of it.
Thanks, James. Morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a very impressive event, a flagship event in China. We have more than 3,000 participants for this conference. It includes more than 2,000 representatives from institutional investors, sovereign wealth funds, family offices, and private investors. Apart from that, we have senior executives from 290 Chinese public and private companies are here. We also have renowned speakers such as former China Finance Minister, former Vice Chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve. We also have the current Vice Chairman of the Economic Affairs Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. Among others, we also have like the professors, leading industry CEOs. So it is a big event, providing very unique opportunities for different group of experts to share their views, explore potential investment opportunities, and set up their 2025 planning. The two-day conference delivers a very rich and forward-looking agenda. We covered many topics, including the macroeconomic outlook, the geopolitical outlook, policy outlook, as well as the key shifts in China's growth model. We also have like a breakout sessions on key sectors, including like AI, semiconductors, healthcare, real estate, consumer, other stuff. So there are various topics covered and a lot of takeaways. And we also have our fireside chat with Olympic champion as well. So it's a very exciting environment. Overall, the general feeling is investors and corporate executives are more positive for 2025 comparing to 2024.
Great, thanks for that, Mandy. It sounds like an amazing event. So given that franchise that we have, given the breadth of investors and corporates that you had speaking at this conference, what are those three or four things that sit top of the boardroom agenda for major Chinese corporates as we head into 2025?
Yeah, I mean, well, the consensus is 2025 will be better than 2024. Then how each of them can really seize the opportunity. So on the institutional investor side, I think there are consensus view that they definitely care China market. It is too big to be missed. So interest and focus are clearly coming back, and they are cautiously positive. I mean, from an institutional investor perspective, they are looking for more policy follow-ups and is looking forward to more encouraging economic data. So on the corporate side, which you mentioned, they are cautiously positive as well. Everybody now is more focusing on number one, ROE improvement, how they can be more efficient, how can they really embrace the innovation, new technology to make them more competitive and more efficient, ultimately improve their bottom line. There are more discussions on alpha, where they can find the alpha. Definitely for domestic market, in most sectors, competition is fierce. They are trying to really acquire market share. Then everybody is talking about go global. I would say 90% of the companies, especially those in consumer sector, industrial sector, they do think a go global is a must have, and they are very confident and they do have plan in mind already. There are only one corporate who is in the fintech space, more like a financial infrastructure sector. They are reviewing the global expansion strategy under an uncertain geopolitical environment. So good global definitely is on top of agenda for everybody. Then the third one will be, there will be clearly further opening up and the policy stimulus, how they can really seize the trend to grow the business. And there will be a lot of, within the same sector, industry consolidation, there could be a lot of M&A stuff, then how they can make sure they can be the winner, or through the industry consolidation, how they can provide more services to seize the business opportunities arising from that. So I would say ROE top in their mind. Growth, yes, very important as well. And more importantly, everybody think they need to be more agile, given there will be a lot of policy stimulus coming out. There will be a lot of industry consolidation. There will be further open up. There are uncertainties surrounding the tariff, the geopolitical stuff. Then they need to be agile to make sure, you know, they have the dry powder to really seize the opportunity.
Mandy, thanks for that. It's absolutely fascinating. And I think the other podcasts we've been doing over the last 3 or 4 months, it's clear that 25 is a year of high levels of uncertainty, but equally through that will come high levels of opportunity as well. And there's nothing beats talking to hundreds of investors and companies in the same place to get a feeling for what markets people are thinking, saying, and doing. So look, thank you very much for that insight. And thank you to everybody that's listened to this podcast.